Hunter Locavores, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Saw this comment in the magazine Outdoor Life. Quote, while hipsters would like the world to believe they invented the demand for organic, free-range, locally sourced meat, hunters know better. End quote. Called Andrew McCain, who's the chief editor of Outdoor Life.
We're trying to make the case of this series of stories that hunters are the original locavores. People are just now starting to catch on to the fact that we need to eat healthy, we need to eat close to home. Well, that's something that hunters have known for a long, long time.
Having said that, from winter cow elk hunts to high-volume pigeon shoots, does the article give us hunting strategies?
That's a really good question. In fact, that was one of the things that I struggled with as the editor putting it together. Is, you know, we wanted it to have a certain amount of reader service. Here's how to go do it. But we also just wanted to celebrate the fact that there's all this abundance around us. We're conditioned to thinking about meat, especially wild meat, in the confines of our standard seasons. It's the deer opener. Everybody's aware of that and what that means. What that story was intended to do was to open people's eyes to the wild abundance that you might not think about. Little accounts of feral iguana hunts in Florida, the feral pigeons, and even some of the wild pigeons that are available. Obviously, everybody knows the feral hog issue in much of the southern United States. We wanted to really focus those opportunities on something like, hey, don't be limited to your standard deer, elk, upland bird seasons. There's a wild world of meat all around you. Go get it.
Point taken, will do, and thanks. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.